Switzerland has drive-in prostitute sex boxes.
Yeah. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Benadryl, Claritin. I almost fucked that up. I'm here with Buffalo Crucifix and...
Buffalo Crucifix, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight.
And also joining us is Johnny Cash Cumbersnatch.
That's me, Johnny Cash Cumbersnatch.
We, right before the show, we visited the Benedict Cumberbatch name generator. So, if you would like a name similar to his, such as Snozzlebert Carrot Stick.
Or Blasphemy Crimpy Snitch.
I just keep hitting generate on this thing. Here we've got Buttermilk Cockle Tit. Buttermilk Cockle Tit. It actually says
Snorkel Dink Countryside.
Whippersnatch Animorph.
Dangle.
Wait. This just in.
Oh, yeah.
Crumple Sack Camel Toe.
Oh, that's the name of our new show that we're going to be doing. So stay yes, tuned
that's
for
what it is. That's the name of my Journey cover band.
Is that a Journey song?
Yeah. Here we go. No. But a white boy can't be con.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know what I learned today?
What?
That apparently any race can be a Sikh.
Yeah, now where did you hear that?
I heard that on a show called This Week in Trek.
Yes. my guest co-host Alex was talking about Alice Eve, who was on stage at the Star Trek convention, about the whole Sikh issue. Yeah, where Khan was supposed to originally be a Sikh and they thought it was a race thing, and no, it's not. So
people were griping because Khan wasn't a...
You know, I tell you something. Let me,
Mr. Rourke.
Here's something funny. I was talking about the whole Enterprise underwater thing, and a couple days ago, Bob Orkey he's the writer for Star Trek Into Darkness. He was live tweeting while there were, you know, everybody hit play at the same time, and the issue, of course, again, of the Enterprise being underwater came up, and he said, "A vessel that can survive warping space can sure survive 100 feet of water."
Yeah.
So, because Daryl wasn't on the show on This Week in Trek, he was listening to the show and he said something. I don't know. I said, bring it up with Bob Orkey. And I put at Bob Orkey. So Bob Orkey starts talking to us on Twitter about the whole thing. It was quite hilarious.
He's like, I'm tired of trying to explain this to people. Oh, man. Yeah, and just, we don't need to go into Star Trek too much because there's a whole show for that. But several of them.
I just thought it was funny.
But that did come out on digital. Is it out on DVD or Blu-ray yet?
It's on digital. It'll be on Blu-ray on September 10th.
Star Trek Into Darkness. I've seen it like 3 times since it came out, I think.
5 times.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was fine. I'm not like a crazy super freak Star Trek fan, but I thought it was plenty entertaining, and it was characters that I knew more or less, so you know, whatever. You guys were both on vacation over the weekend,
yes,
which left me with nothing to do but stare at the walls because I don't have any other friends.
They're very nice walls,
yeah.
Just put a Jawa together, you'll be fine.
I put a Jawa together, I got
you
parts.
You have enough robot heads to talk to.
I got parts for another Jawa that I'm going to be doing here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, where did your, I'm sorry, what's your name? Dinglebert?
Oh, I am, Dinglebert. I'm Buffalo Crucifix.
That's right.
I was down in, Sacramento visiting family.
Oh, okay. Good trip or,
Yeah, hot. Jeez, man, you live in cold weather for a while. You're like, what is this 100 crap?
Yeah. Well, everything, a little farther down there is on fire.
Yep, I breathed plenty of the Yosemite fire.
Yeah.
That's still going on?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's bad. It's getting close to a reservoir, evidently, that gives water to most of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I mean, is the reservoir going to catch fire? What are they worried about?
No, but the surrounding areas and
yeah that's
not whatever's right. running it.
And Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. What's your name? Johnny Cash, Cumber Snatch. Where did you go? Yeah. What did you do?
We went down the shore, down the Jersey Shore, Wildwood, and
Jersey Shore
with my sister and her family.
That's cool.
So, yep, it was a lot of fun.
I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend.
Are you really?
I think so. Yeah, it's less.
Oh, great! Now you leave Eric and I with nothing to do.
No Burning Man.
Oh yeah, Burning Man happening somewhere, wherever that is, Black Rock City. I've been seeing a lot of people posting, not even really about Burning Man. I saw Hermione, who was on the show, was posting just like regular old links, which leads me to believe, is it boring there? What's going on? Why are you just posting like, she posted like some tech articles from Gizmodo earlier. I'm like, huh, you're just sitting around surfing the web. She posted a few pictures, but it seems like they might have more internet there than in past. It seems like there's a lot of stuff. Although they used to live stream it, like a video from somewhere. And I went to look today because I kind of forgot. And I was like, oh, let's see what's going on. Usually it's just you're looking at video of a dust storm for all day. And then at night there's some lights way off in the distance. But the live stream wasn't up. So I clicked on the stream, the last stream that they had. And it was, I don't know if it was someone who didn't know how to get their Sony Handycam out of demo mode or what, because like every few minutes it just came up Sony Handycam and then like a bunch of things that you can do with this, like just pictures.
Oh yeah, the demo mode.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm guessing that they're not pimping out Sony, but maybe they are.
I'm surprised that it transmits that stuff. I thought that would only show up on the LCD. It
was bad. Oh, wow. I was like, I can't even watch this. This is ridiculous. If you want to listen to music, though, I noticed that Soma FM is doing Black Rock City Radio, so you can tune into that and kind of feel like you're there, I guess. I don't know if you're into that or not. I was going to do Burning Man at Home pictures, and my models all flaked on me, as usual. It wouldn't be Burning Man at Home, I guess, if somebody doesn't flake out on me.
Just use a robot.
Yeah, maybe. I do have maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
Robot all the things.
Yeah. What was I talking about before we started talking about that?
Vegas.
Oh, yeah, no, it's less than 4 hours' drive from here, so I'm just going to...
Yeah, fine.
I have a friend there.
I can hang out without you.
I'll probably be... I'll be somewhere. I don't know. Although the friend I'm staying with said she's not going to have internet till next week, so I'm going to be on whatever kind of service I have on my phone or whatever, so we'll see.
So when are you going?
I'm going Saturday. I might come back Sunday or Monday. I'm not sure because the holiday is this weekend coming up, Labor Day on Monday. That's so right. I don't know exactly.
And then school starts for us anyway.
Normal school. A lot of people I know, they're like, oh, yeah, we started like at the beginning of August. I'm like, geez, who does that?
I don't know. Some people do that. They get out earlier. They start earlier. They get out earlier,
I guess.
Well, but we've always been September to June.
Yeah, that's what I was when I was growing up, if I remember correctly. Or we'd go to school for like 2 days and then have the Labor Day weekend and then go back to like a 4 day and then, you know, whatever. I don't know. I just remember being like, why are you making us go back like for 2 days before this long weekend? Just let us go back like after that. I just remember being just never understanding that. Anyway, other big news for this past week, although it seems like it was a month ago, Ben Affleck was announced to be the next Batman.
Oh, and the internet exploded.
I liked all the Matt Damon as Robin pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was sick of the pictures about 30 seconds after it was announced.
I did not partake in any discussion on the internet. I just don't care.
Well, you guys brought this up on your Trek show as to like why does J.J. Abrams have to keep it silent to like. Like you can walk into the theater to see who, you know, what's happening. This is why.
Yeah.
So well, you don't have to listen to people bitch and moan for a year before the movie comes out. I don't blame
there's that. Yes, but there's also some mystery to it, and it builds hype.
I think. And I think it did come back on the complaining. You didn't hear a lot of complaining after the movie came out.
Well, the thing is
you can't cast someone like Ben Affleck in the role of Batman without anybody ever knowing about it. If you're going to film a new Batman movie, you can't hide that. You can't. The thing about Cumberbatch is that his role was easily kept secret because the title and the plot had absolutely nothing to do with who he was. So that was easier to keep secret than Ben Affleck as Batman.
I'm now actually interested in seeing Star Trek Into Darkness because I watched Sherlock prior to it, all six episodes of Sherlock beforehand. Now I'm like, okay, now I'm interested. I want to see him, Benedict Cumberbatch. Johnny Cash Benadryl
Cuddle Smart.
Yeah, I want to see him in something not Sherlocky.
Yeah, you'll be disappointed.
I liked it.
No, I liked it too. I'm just saying, if you really like him and as Sherlock, he's not Sherlock.
Oh, it's Sherlock. Yeah, he doesn't.
Well, right. I'm sure it's totally different, and that's kind of why I want to see it.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be Julian Assange in that movie coming up,
which also looks amazing.
It looks interesting. Along those lines, I saw an article over the past week too that the FBI said they've dismantled Anonymous.
What?
Only to be met immediately by a video from Anonymous.
Oh. when did this happen?
I forget.
Well, I was sort of in and out.
I can't remember who posted it. I don't think it was Steve Garfield. It was somebody. Oh, was it? I don't know.
I think I saw it a few times. People laughed.
I think I reshared it on Facebook, maybe. I don't remember. But yeah, it was they were pretty much poking fun at the guy who said that they dismantled Anonymous, which is pretty funny. The other big news, of course, that made everybody forget about Batfleck was Miley Cyrus, which is just great.
Okay, so a couple things. First off, I don't have a problem with performers doing their thing. I have absolutely no problems with it. But
Miley Cyrus was on the VMAs, for whatever, I guess, but which was immediately made fun of for flapping in the breeze. It was kind of odd looking. Sticking her tongue out, being a little bit ridiculous.
It was trying. I mean, I don't really actually care, but other than Robin Thicke as Beetlejuice. Now that was excellent.
That was great.
It was like, was she trying to be Gwen Stefani or Lady Gaga or Madonna? There was like a whole bunch of little pink going on. I mean, she was like this amalgamation of everybody.
I don't know what she was trying to do, but somebody in my Twitter feed said, well, whatever it did worked because people are talking about her. I said, well, there's talking about her, and then there's actually spending money to buy her stuff. I mean, yeah, I guess maybe it raises awareness of the fact that she exists and she's not doing Hannah Montana anymore, but that's not going to get me to buy an album.
Which I actually had to go back to watch an early episode of Hannah Montana. Because I'm like, yeah, she was that Hannah Montana chick. Kids never watch it. Kids never watch Disney stuff. They're like, Disney stuff blows. But I was like, all right, whatever, I'll watch it. I mean, for what it was fine. It wasn't awful or awesome. It was just there.
I think it was just a little awkward. That's what that's why people are making fun of it.
It was awkward in her tongue. The whole tongue thing. It's like
That tongue thing actually goes back. Because when I of course wanted to Google the tongue. She was doing that when she was a kid, looking normal. Whatever.
I think it makes people uncomfortable because, I mean, it doesn't. I don't care what people do. I didn't watch her as a kid, but it makes some people uncomfortable because they did watch her as a kid, and now she's doing this stuff, grinding on people and.
It's that whole I gotta get away from my Disney roots thing.
I'm a dirty whore. Act, whatever it is.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, by the way,
the Kesha thing.
Miley's tongue has its own Twitter account.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Always somebody that does that. My kids watched Hannah Montana, and this whole thing happened while we were on vacation, so we come home and they watch it on the TiVo. And my kids are older to the point where like stuff like this doesn't really actually affect them. But my youngest jokingly said, oh my God, my childhood, which...
she didn't actually mean, but I could see that there are probably some young girls out there that are thinking that for real.
Yeah, maybe so, but they're probably the same. I mean, how old is she?
Oh, Miley?
Yeah, she's at least 21 or something now, isn't she?
24 maybe by now, or 22. I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, it's not that, I don't know. I mean, this happens. Look at Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, but the thing is that you don't have to be Lindsay Lohan. You don't have to go in that direction.
No, you don't have to be. I don't know. It was awkward. Her performance was awkward. She was awkward. She danced awkwardly. She made weird faces. She was like grinding on teddy bears at the beginning. She's grinding on.
What was up with that? It was very weird.
Alan Thicke Jr., whatever his name is. She was like, and her butt needed something else, not the clothes she was wearing. Not the clothes she was wearing. So, look, you know, I'm not in great shape.
Jason Seaver, that's what his name was.
Jason Seaver and Maggie Seaver and
Carol
and Mike and Ben, was that the kid?
Yeah.
I know. I was trying to remember Jason Seaver earlier, and I was like, what the hell was his name on there? Like, finally, it hit me like a day later. twerk is now in the Oxford Dictionary.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
And derp.
Oh, is it? Derp is.
Yeah, derp is in there. And derp is in there. Seriously, SRSLY.
Seriously?
It was seriously derp. TLDR.
Bitcoin.
Oh, Bitcoin.
Was added to the dictionary.
Oh, what country was it that now officially has Bitcoin as a legal currency? What country was that?
I don't know. Not this one.
No, that whole thing. It just doesn't make any sense.
I thought we'd all given up on that. Well, we have, I guess. Selfie was the other one, right? I think.
Oh, yeah. Selfie. Yes.
All right. Moving along then, since there's no other words, I guess.
There are a couple of others. They're all split between different websites. I didn't compile them all.
Oh, all right.
Speaking of words, I actually ended up watching, I had the DVD set for The Newsroom season one.
Yeah.
And then now I'm all caught up in season two. What a great damn show.
I heard that was really good. I got to watch it.
I might have to.
Depending on your political leanings, it can be a little preachy in one direction. but it is kind of chaotic, and I'm sure press people might be like, oh, that's not how a newsroom works. I don't know, whatever.
I think that's why I didn't get very far with it. I started to watch it and went, this is not how this goes.
Of course, granted.
Not everybody's Brian Williams in a newsroom, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how that show came off to me. Like, everybody that's on TV actually is like, you know, a big news guy like him or something. I only got about an episode into it, and then I gave up. It didn't hold me.
Yeah, I dug it. I like that kind of thing.
That's cool. I watched the first episode of Heroes of Cosplay that Sci-Fi is doing.
Which I gotta set that up. I have to watch that
if you want.
Well, I know you've been saying some not so nice things about it, but I am actually curious about it.
It was fine. I just feel like I guess maybe I'm not really that into cosplay. Like, I like taking pictures of it, and occasionally I'll dress up. But I didn't really see the things that they were talking about on that show. And after having a little bit of the behind the scenes look at the giant robot fighting show,
And Hermione's show.
And Hermione's show. I can kind of see what they're doing with this show, and it's kind of bullshit. But it was fine. Like, I mean, it was interesting to watch these people making their costumes and things like that. Like, I'm okay with that. The whole popularity contest, I don't see it, but evidently. I mean, I've heard people complain about that. I've heard cosplayers complain, like, it's not about contests. It's not about, like, competition. But this show, it's all about competition, which I don't think people like, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Reality TV happened.
Hey, yeah, exactly. And I've been kind of watching some of the people that I know that are really into cosplay, see what they have to say about it. And I haven't seen them complaining too much about it, so I don't know.
I'm sitting it up on my TiVo right now.
One thing everybody is complaining about is how Sci-Fi stole somebody's photos.
Oh, yes.
And are using them. And they're blaming it on the cosplayer.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, they're saying, oh, the cosplayer gave me these photos, and they said we could use them. Yeah, no, that's not how that works. Now, we can sit here all night and talk about the rules and the laws of photography and all that sort of thing, and co-authorship of a photo and things like that. In general, I have been paying attention to this because I'm always interested in what rules I might learn about photography, because I think I know them, and there's always like some hair that can be split when it comes down to it. So the general consensus is, and I think this is probably right, is if you're a photographer and a model and you sit down and you say, hey, look, you know, we want to, one of them wants to model, one of them wants to take pictures, and you work out a deal, whatever, then you can have a co-authorship.
Sure.
If you are a photographer and somebody comes to you, there's different things. I forget exactly how it works. If you go to the model, then they have the rights. If the model comes to the photographer, then the photographer has the rights, unless you work something out otherwise. However, if you're a photographer and you're in a public place like Comic-Con and you take pictures, as soon as you push that shutter button, they're yours. They're not anyone else's. So if that's what happened and the cosplayer said, oh, well, there's pictures of me here, this guy took some, whatever, send them to Sci-Fi, then, yeah, I mean, Sci-Fi's dumb for not looking into that. Yeah. So that's basically it. Then there's a bunch of stuff online about it because it's kind of been a big deal.
Seems Sci-Fi. Like every year there's some problem with cosplayers. I'm not saying that they're a problem with cosplayers themselves. I'm just saying it seems like
some drama.
People want, it's like people want to take advantage of that whole culture, and it doesn't seem right.
Yeah,
it seems like cosplaying is an easy target.
Maybe, and you know, it's just because it's getting bigger, I think. Because you know, I was like, you know, I was in Entertainment Weekly with a bunch of other people. Nobody asked us to sign any releases. Well, that's because we were in a public place. You know, that's fine. So that's the way it goes. Yeah. I guess this is sort of geeky news. There could be a third X-Files movie.
But that, you know, I didn't see the second one.
I did. I don't recall any of it. Although, I think Fox... Mulder and Scully were kind of together in that one. I don't know. I forget what happened in that movie. Chris Carter was interviewed by Empire Magazine. Is that what it is? Anyway, he was interviewed by somebody, and he said that he's down for it. Everybody's down for it. It's all up to 20th Century Fox if they want to do it. He said, it's really up to 20th Century Fox whether they have the will to do it. I think all of us are interested in putting the band back together, because really, what are any of them doing right now? Although, I guess David Duchovny does. Is he still doing Californication? Is that show still on? Actually, that was a pretty good show. I liked that show. It got a little weird at the last few seasons, but I enjoyed that show. He said he has an idea for a third movie in his head. The colonization date has passed. Evidently, that was December 22nd, 2012. And that is something we wouldn't ignore. For the second movie, we only had a budget for a standalone story, but we want to go back to the mythology, he said. And he also said that they wanted to cast Simon Pegg in the second one, but they didn't have a part for him, so he would definitely think about putting him in this third one if they do a third one. Sure. I don't know if the... Is there a big audience for X-Files as there is for some other geek shows?
I don't know. I don't know if there is anymore. I mean, I know that everything has a following. I don't know if it has the same kind of following as like Firefly or Star Trek. Right. I don't know.
I don't know either. Want to do an X-Files podcast?
No. I mean, I don't even know if there is one.
I don't know either. I guess that's one way to gauge how big of a following there is. I don't know. You don't see a lot of X-Files chatter, I guess. Well, I mean, I'd watch it, I guess. I enjoyed the show. I always liked the ones that were not standalone episodes. I liked the ones that were part of the whole theme to try to figure out what the hell was going on that show. But that was one of those shows. It's like Lost, where I don't know if you guys watched Lost.
But yeah, I watched it. Never saw it.
It was like, well, you watched X-Files, Eric?
Bits and pieces here and there.
Well, it was this. This is the thing that bugged me, is that something would happen and they would just never address it ever again. You'd be like, whoa, what was that thing that happened with this thing? And then they'd never hear about it ever again. It was just like, meh, let's throw some weird twist in here and make it interesting, but we'll never, no one will pay attention. We won't have to come back to it. Like, that shit would happen all the time in Lost. And I remember it happened in X-Files, too, all the time. I don't know. There's a James Brown biopic coming. If you're Eric, then it's a biopic.
Yes, that is correct.
And you know how this is going to go, right? There's a whole formula for these.
Who's playing James Brown?
I don't know. They're still moving forward on it. I'm not sure. I think it's just going to be Ben Affleck.
I could work.
Sure, why not? Ben Affleck
or Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ben Affleck, all the things. Oh.
What is this that you? I didn't see this until now. You posted something in IRC.
Oh, I posted. When we were talking about Miley Cyrus, this was the Miley Cyrus. Somebody made little animated gifs of Miley Cyrus twerking on famous paintings.
That's funny.
And I'll put it in the show notes. It's on high consumption if you're interested.
This is actually pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. People wasted no time getting on the Miley Cyrus stuff.
It never does.
It was like the next day there were like fully completed songs about all of it. There was videos. I saw some pretty funny videos. There were a lot of good images. Some of them were dumb, but some of them were pretty good. Mm. People wasted no time jumping on that. This is pretty great. What else we got here? Nintendo? What's Nintendo doing?
Nintendo is coming out with something called a 2DS, which they call part of their 3DS family. It's essentially a device that's about roughly half the price of a 3DS, but doesn't it plays
half the functionality. It has no hinge.
Half the function. No. It has no. It says that it plays all the 3DS stuff, except it just won't play them in 3D, and it'll play all the regular DS stuff. So I'm thinking, what is this? Is this?
Did you see the comprehensive guide on Reddit on how to convert your 3DS to a 2DS? It was an animated GIF of a finger going turning 3D to off.
But basically, I figured it was something like that.
Open up a DS and then now take away the hinge and make it all solid unit. So it's not like you can fold it up.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
And it still has the two little screens. People don't look at an iPad mini or a Nexus 7 and be like, oh, I can't put that in my pocket. Obviously, it's a big, big thing. But when you have it with the exact same form factor, it's like it's not done. It's like people want to crack it in half. I wonder how many cracked DSs there will be, 2DSs. Well,
I wonder why it's not foldable, because wouldn't you want to do that? I don't know.
I don't even know what's up with Nintendo. I mean, they're hurting.
Nintendo's hurting badly, and
it's the last time they did anything.
The Wii U didn't sell well, and the 3DS has been selling, but I think it sold more because of Animal Crossing New Leaf than anything else. But
yeah, well, the other thing too is that Nintendo and even PlayStation with their Vita, they're getting their asses handed to them by iPhone and iOS or iOS and Android.
Yeah. And they can't compete.
And Windows Phone too for the Xbox games that are on. I mean, you know, even though that's not a huge market. Yeah. Yet another market that, oh, okay, this goes to my Xbox gaming.
It's just that nobody wants to carry around more than one device anymore. It was different years ago. I did the same thing. I carried around my cell phone, my StarTAC, and then I carried around my Nintendo, and then I, you know, carried around my PSP, and we all did that. My Sega Game Gear years ago. But now, the only thing that these devices give you is the tactile functionality in a bigger screen. But you know what? I got to say, there are some games that do not work on an iPhone, especially like the arcade emulators or things where your finger is in the way of the screen. And I don't like that.
I don't like having a joystick you can't feel or a button you can't feel.
Yeah, it's not as accurate as I would like as a gamer.
Yeah.
I do understand the need for a separate device, but at the same time, I just don't want to carry something else around anymore, and so I'm not into the whole handheld gaming thing anymore.
Yeah, Sony, you have a something too, a Vita or Vita or whatever the hell it's called,
PlayStation Vita,
yeah.
Which I didn't buy, and I say that like that because I loved the PSP. I thought it was a great device for its time, but then the Vita came out, and I just went, I don't need this.
I don't play a whole lot of games on my iPhone or my iPad. I don't know. I played NBA Jams for a little while. That's about it. There are some simple games that are fun to kill time, I guess, but I don't. I haven't had a handheld game thing since the Game Boy, honestly. I don't know.
About right.
What's the last thing Nintendo put out?
What do you mean? Device?
Yeah.
Or game?
The 3DS. Oh, well. They put out the 3DS and the Wii U. And the Wii U did not sell as well as they thought that it would.
I don't even remember hearing about that.
It looked like a neat idea. You know, my problem with the Wii U was that they just shifted everybody over to the nunchuck controllers. And they said, this is the future of gaming. And blah, blah, blah. And then they come out with something new and it doesn't even use them. And I'm thinking, what are you guys doing here? I got to tell you, the second screen thing where you had like a tablet and everything, that was an interesting idea. But again, most people already have tablets.
Yeah.
So it almost felt like you were buying something that you already had. And so throwing $300-$400 at this thing, I'm just going, I don't need this to play Mario again. No.
for the umpteenth time.
No, my kids are playing. They just started playing Super Mario Sunshine again, and that's the thing about these games is that they're done so well. Super Mario Galaxy was done very well. Don't need to play them in a different format. Oh no.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't know if we have much else. Someone posted this on Reddit. There was a bunch of life hacks, I guess, like how to when you're throwing a frisbee. Use the same arm motion as if you were whipping a towel. Okay. Shoes are too small. Put on 3 pairs of socks. Put the shoes on, then blow dry them for 10 minutes. They'll fit perfectly.
Okay.
What? How are you going to get your foot with 3 pairs of socks in there if it's too small?
Jam.
I don't know. Drink tons of apple juice before you go to bed. The chemical compound in juice will help you have vivid, awesome dreams. Is that real?
Okay.
You can shrink a pimple in minutes by putting a dab of Listerine on it.
Really? Wait, what? On what?
On a pimple.
Oh, yeah. Mosquito bite's an old.
Oh, no. Hack. The mosquito bite one is you put a hot spoon on the mosquito bite and it will.
Nah, Listerine bite, because I got bit. I'm like, I need Listerine.
Oh, no. I mean, farther down on the list. Mosquito bite, press a hot spoon onto the spot. The heat will destroy the reaction and the itching will stop. I don't know. Got something in your eye? Fill a bowl with water big enough for your face and open your eyes in it. Well, yeah, no kidding. stick your head in a bowl of water. If someone presses all the buttons on an elevator, you can avoid stopping on each floor by pressing each button again twice. Really?
I thought that you held the. I thought there was a thing where if you, I don't mean, this probably didn't work. If you hit, you're going up to like the top floor and you hold the closed door button, it will skip anybody who's waiting for the elevator.
There are different ones. I know that there was one we used to use when I worked at another place that I think if you just held the button, like if you're going to the 10th floor, you just held down the 10th button, 10 button, it would just go all the way and not stop. Something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Some of these are dumb. Oh, here's a. This actually works. I tried this. I mean, it pretty much just takes you to another URL. But if you want to download a YouTube video, add SS to the URL between www. And YouTube. So you're going to do like www.ssyoutube.com, blah, 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 whatever your video is.
And what does that do?
It'll let you download the video.
Really?
Oh, I tried. Hang on. I did try that. It's some kind of hack. I don't think it's a YouTube hack. It's something else. But, yeah. Some of these are dumb. Oh, wrinkly shirt. Throw it in the dryer with a few ice cubes for 5 minutes. The wrinkles will be gone. I might try that. I don't know if I buy that or not.
Save from net. Whoa. Oh, that's because somebody registered the domain ssyoutube.com.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I said. It's another domain.
Yeah, how long before this gets hacked or knocked offline?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it works with whatever your video is. It just, it finds it. This one made no sense to me. You can heal paper cuts and immediately stop the pain with a chopstick. It doesn't tell you how.
Wait, what you're supposed to do. Is it chapstick or chopstick?
This just in, no.
This says chopstick, and there's a picture of a woman with a chopstick, like eating, but maybe it's supposed to be chapstick.
This just in, I've been informed that it's supposed to be chapstick.
That's great. You can believe
I love that it's not just a typo is wrong, but the graphic
the whole wrong. Picture is wrong. It's a typo picture. Oh, I did find, speaking of typos, this is an interesting little plugin for... It's an extension for Chrome and Safari, maybe? I'm not sure. It's Chrome. I know it's Chrome. Really, it's Chrome. But it's called Ginger Software, gingersoftware.com. I think Headley posted this, and I happened to notice it. Anyway, you plug it in, and anything you're typing away in your browser, it recognizes misspellings or even bad grammar. So that could be handy if you care about those types of things. I think that's it. I made a Jawa. I made a practice Jawa. I said it was the quick and dirty Jawa, and my friend was like, dirty Jawa, that sounds like one of those rusty trombone type of things. I was like, yeah. And then we decided a dirty Jawa was when you finish in someone's face and then throw sand in it.
Okay, good to know.
It's a dirty
did
Jawa.
You say so?
It's a dirty Jawa.
Never heard of that.
No, but... we made it up.
Oh,
you made it up. It was one of those like Dirty Sanchez or the type of
Oh, I see.
Talk about your stupid shows that you do.
The stupid shows that I do. Well, I do this one stupid show with Eric. It's called World of Stupid Work at. No, we do
this weekend, Buffalo Crucifix.
It's called Bulbasaur Canker Sore.
Yes. Johnny Snatch Cumber Cash and I do it. No.
Buttercup Frumble Snatch.
Eric and I do World of Warcast, which you do on Thursdays. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. The Infinite Loop Show, which we both forgot about today. What else? Oh, the Hooniverse, which I do with Nicole Wakelin.
What's that about?
What the Hooniverse about Doctor Who? We do that once in a while because the show is sort of on hiatus for a few months, so we're going to record on Monday.
Matt Smith is so dreamy. Here's a gif.
You know what you ought to do while you're having downtime with that show? Guys should each week alternate your own fanfic. And read the stories.
No, we should not.
You should read your little stories on your show. That's what you should do.
No. No. What is that?
Someone's getting a message.
Yeah, I'm getting some... Batgirl is... Becca Batgirl's watching us, and she's commenting.
Well. Hello, Becca Batgirl.
Hi, shout out.
Bumper Snatch Bat.
It would have been interesting to have her on the show to talk about the whole... cosplaying thing.
That's true,
because I think it's being exploited in a negative way and I don't like it, and because she does cosplay, it would have been interesting to talk to her about her perception of the whole thing.
I don't even know if she was watching when we were talking about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe we'll have her on next week.
I would like to know, because like I don't do the cosplay thing. I don't have the time or the patience or anything like that.
Well, what the hell?
I appreciate it.
We talked about that. What the hell can guys cosplay as?
Oh, a lot of things.
Cosplay is a lot of things.
Why is something in my throat?
I'm sorry. The Joker. Anything, my bad.
I think the absolute minimum, or I should say maximum, that I would do is throw on a Star Trek shirt or something like that. But, I mean, that's about it.
Don't you own one?
That's phoning it in, though.
No, it's not phoning it in if you put the time and the money in to get a good shirt.
Not like, the, yeah, you're right. I do have one. It's the crappy one from Amazon. It's a piece of
but
junk.
See, I don't think anybody would tell the difference. It's like, oh, not like a you storm. Would if a stormtrooper now, people would know. They're like, oh, shit, that's legit.
No, no. If you saw, I've seen these. If you see the good original velour Starfleet TOS shirts and the good TNG ones.
I had no idea they were velour. They were red.
They were red. No, if you look at the good ones, if you look at the good ones compared to like the crappy ones you can find at Kmart or Amazon or something, you'd know the difference.
I still maintain it a stormtrooper outfit, more bang for your buck.
I was asked years ago to be Darth Vader because of my height, the 501 here, and I turned it down. I said, just walking around in a suit all day, not being able to say anything.
You could say things.
Just breathe.
No. You're not allowed to, or they weren't allowed to.
Oh, really? Maybe not. I don't know. On the Heroes of Cosplay show, they were getting down on people for buying anything. Like I only watched the first episode, and someone bought like they were trying to make horns for whatever they were doing, and it didn't turn out. So they just bought some on the way to the thing, and they got crapped on about that. I don't know. I don't really. I mean, I get that. I think it goes a lot farther if you make something and you make it awesomely. But stormtrooper, like those 501, those 501 guys, they don't. They buy most of that stuff. I think. I don't think they're making those.
Well, yes, because there are a lot. I mean, the stormtrooper outfits. Yeah, like the guy that I saw at New York Comic Con last year, who had that amazing gold Cylon suit. I talked to him and I said, "Well, how did you make this?" And he says, "Vacuform."
Yeah,
because that was when you were going through that whole vacuform phase.
Remember when I went through that vacuform phase?
I used the word phase intentionally, by the way. But
it's right over there.
There is. Sometimes people just don't have the skill to make it, doesn't mean that they can't dress up and do their thing.
No, I agree. But then, I mean, I think the frowny comes upon the same thing as you get, you know, if you're in a game and someone just buys their way to the good gear.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
Buying your good gear to look good, you know, same kind of thing, I think. Whereas if you make something and it looks really good, then I think you can.
Thing is, though, some people are maybe good as like tailors, but they can't do the 3D stuff. They can't do the sculpturing. I wouldn't.
That's reasonable.
I wouldn't cut them down for that. I mean,
no. I don't think anybody's getting cut down necessarily.
I wouldn't. I mean, if you put any kind of effort in, I think that's respectable.
Sure. Or you can go the other way, and if you're going to do a crappy job, make it the best crappy job you
can. But I'll tell you the thing: people can tell the difference between a crappy costume and a good costume. Like, I see these people that walk around.
No way, really.
No, I see these people that walk around with Star Trek uniforms on, and they like the clothes do not fit them at all. Like they're all like all baggy and everything, and the material is all wrong. I'm like, no, dude.
That's Star Trek West Side.
I don't even know what that means.
Gamma triangular.
I get it now. Ridiculous. All right, did you get all your shows out there?
Yeah, I did.
I think we're good.
We're good. Anything else?
Nope.
I'm Langley on Twitter.
I'm Starmic on Twitter.
Eric Rez on Twitter.
And Syphilis Canker Sore on Twitter. Congleton Chuck E. Cheese on Twitter.
You just keep clicking that button, don't you?
Buttermilk Giggle Snort. Yes, the Benedict Cumberbatch name generator. Everybody go do it. And we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.